we're joined once again on The Scoop today by Robert Zaglinski, who covers the Chicago Bears for Windy City Gridiron, The Athletic, Chicago, amongst other places. Robert, thanks for joining the show again today.
No problem, Seth. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what has been a very busy free agency period for not only the Vikings, who I cover, but also the Chicago Bears, who, by all accounts, have really excelled in free agency, adding some much-needed weapons on offense for quarterback Mitch Trubisky. But let's start off with maybe the most notable name that they have added to the list, that being Allen Robinson, who comes in as the new number one receiver. So let's start off there. What do you like about the addition of Allen Robinson to the Bears offense?
Robinson is the quintessential number one receiver. So he's not just the number one in their offense. Like he's one of the legitimate rare number ones the NFL has. He's a top 10 receiver in the league, which is reflected by the contract that the Bears gave him, giving him $14 million per year over three seasons. So he's physical. He's a complete route runner. He can beat matchups. When he'll draw attention away from other weapons, which I'm sure we'll get to diversify the Bears' offense. He's a guy you can go to in the clutch on third down, and he's one of the best red zone weapons in the league. He can win deep. He can beat press coverages. He's a complete talent. And to boot, by all accounts, he's a fantastic personality, a guy that, which most receivers, star receivers, are very outspoken, but the kind of guy that can own a city, that will be going to sporting events, that will really be the kind of magnetizing type of person that's going to help bring the Bears back to relevance and consistency. Because when the Bears are good, they own Chicago, and when they have actual stars, they're on a greater platform. And Robinson, from that respect, is an actual superstar because he can do everything on and off the field.
So you got the number one, and Allen Robinson is going to take a majority of the attention of the opposing team's top cornerback, but also bringing in a guy who is going to help in terms of home run hitting potential, that being wide receiver formerly of the Atlanta Falcons, Taylor Gabriel. And this is a guy, Robert, that I was hoping the Vikings would take a big look at. Just a guy who can create mismatches with his speed. I'm sure you're thrilled to have him in the fold as well, giving Trubisky yet another good wide receiver target.
Yeah, think about this. The Bears now have Tariq Cohen and Taylor Gabriel on their roster at the same time. I mean, they have two guys that can score anytime they touch the ball. They can turn a nothing gain into a 50-yard play, into a chunk play. Gabriel's obviously a little bit different. He's a receiver. He's a 5'8 receiver that can play on the outside, that you can line up everywhere. I mean, he's comparable. He's kind of a Tyreek Hill light in the way he'll be used and the way he was used in Atlanta. Get him in space, and he's going to torch. He'll torch you. from that respect, I mean, he's the perfect stretch the field guy that this offense needed. Because for as much as guys like Robinson and will be your number one, he'll be the guy that kind of matriculates the offense. If you need a big play, if you need Gabriel or Cohen to sort of keep the defense on their heels, then that's what they give you with that home run threat.
Robert, a very much needed tight end acquisition for the Bears as well, in Trey Burton, and we saw him really come into the national spotlight with the Eagles, and had some big games down the stretch. Of course, was the one that threw the touchdown pass to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about that aspect a little bit later. But in terms of Trey Burton, a kind of a rising star. What do you like about what Burton brings to the Bears offense?
Yeah, we need to, first of all, qualify this, because a lot of Bears fans have this belief that based off the money he's being paid or how he's used, that he's the starter, he's going to take away Adam Shaheen's position. who was the Bears' 2017 second-round pick and who's set to be the starter this season with really no other challengers. That's completely incorrect because they play completely different positions. Shaheen is a classic Y, as in the guy who's going to block, who's going to stay in line, who's going to work the middle of the field, maybe occasionally split out. While Burton is a tight end really only in name, so he's the guy that can line up in the backfield. He's a guy that can line up on the slot on the outside as a receiver. I mean, he's only 225 pounds, so he's essentially, he's 6'3", 225, so he's essentially the size of a receiver. And you might line him up in line only occasionally. So what he gives the Bears offense is a variety of packages. What this whole free agency did with Robinson and Gabriel also included is the diversity, overall diversity that this Bears offense can run with. I mean, they can have Cohen and Gabriel on at the field at the same time. They can have Burton and Shaheen and Cohen and Howard on the field at the same time. They can have Robinson split out. They can have Burton split out with him. Burton is probably the key to this whole equation because he's successful at everything. He's so versatile and so athletic and so talented. You'd almost qualify him as a 1B to Shaheen, but in a different role.
Let's talk about who gets to be the trick play quarterback for the Bears. They have Tariq Cohen, but now also Trey Burton. And I know they were all having some fun kind of joking about who actually gets that role, which I think shows you just how much this offense is looking forward to getting to work with all these new players and really try to do some special things out on the field.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd pick. I mean, Tariq Cohen is probably the shortest. He's the Doug Flutie of the group. So maybe you can work some kind of triple option with Meredith, who also had a touchdown pass against the Vikings in the 2016 season finale. So I don't know. Maybe you work a triple-headed backfield. But yeah, that speaks to them having to get together, have them wanting to work up that chemistry, because they know they can have fun. They can create something special out of this offense. The way this skill position group is shaping up, is provided the Bears bolster up their offensive line a little bit, this looks like this can be an offense that Chicago and the Bears themselves really aren't used to, a really high-flying, high-tempo attack that constantly puts defenses in bad matchups. Just them playing around with who's the option quarterback is just a taste of that.
Robert, to the defensive side of the ball, I don't know if it was ever really expected that that Fuller would leave after Green Bay signed him to an offer sheet. The Bears pretty quickly matched it. So that gives them another top weapon on defense back in the fold. And it really speaks to the kind of offseason that both the Packers and the Lions have had, because you look at what Green Bay has done in free agency, and that was their second biggest move. They got Jimmy Graham, but other than that, they really have not done anything. Detroit has added a couple of players, but they haven't done much either. And this is something we were talking about in leading up to this segment, is that it's starting to look like, and I firmly believe in it, and I know you do as well, it's looking like Chicago now has the second best roster in the division, which I think really speaks to kind of the situations of where both Green Bay and Detroit are at right now.
Yeah, the biggest question the Bears had going into free agency in the offseason was fixing their skill positions, fixing the weapons to be able to have Mitch Trubisky be successful, because they had one of the worst wide receiver groups, one of the worst skill position groups in the league last year. And when in one free agency, which is very difficult to do as a reminder, they fixed that. And they're bringing back a defense that's still ascending, which, given the way the free agency shaked out, they can almost entirely focus on their defensive needs, which is they still need another edge rusher or two. They still need some cornerback depth. They might need an inside linebacker. They can almost entirely focus on that in the draft. And the way that's looking is that they're shaping out their window at the same time that the Vikings maybe have a 1 to 2 year window, while the Bears might be set for the next 3 or 4 years. It's all going to depend. None of this matters. I mean, overall, the Bears still independently outside of Trubisky like you said, have the second best roster in the North pending the draft and everything else. But none of this matters unless Trubisky is great. And if Trubisky is great, because we don't know what he is yet. We know he might be stable. We know if he might be okay. But we don't know if he's great. We don't know if he's good. If he's great, then they might be the best team in the North. They could be one of the best teams in the NFC. They could be matching the Eagles. Because we kind of understand, and I know you'll agree with this, as much as Kirk Cousins is an upgrade for Minnesota, we know he's a stable guy, but we're not going to necessarily call him a star. He's a top 12 guy, but he's not a great quarterback per se. He's a good quarterback coming to a loaded team. We don't know what Trubisky is. If Trubisky's great, then he's elevating them even more than where the Vikings sit. And that's an exciting prospect for the Bears because they're putting him in, as free agency exemplified, they're putting him in a position to succeed in not only the divisional landscape, but the conference too.
Robert, just looking at where we're at, there's still about a month before the draft gets going, and you mentioned some needs for the Bears as we finish off free agency and get to the draft. Have you had a chance to look at any players that would be potential fits for the Bears, depending on where they go in the draft?
Right now, I think it's probably – so at number 8 overall is the primary discussion. So right now, it's – to me, the selection is going to come down to this will depend on whether the ladder is even there, but Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Virginia Tech, and – Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. So in regards to Nelson, he might be the best overall player in this class, but he might not be there at number 8 overall. It's going to depend on whether there's a run of quarterbacks. But if he falls there, I have a hard time believing the Bears would pass up on him, considering that he's a plug-and-play player. He's probably going to be a Hall of Fame-level talent, an all-pro guy immediately as a rookie. And it would fit in line with how they're developing their offensive support system for Trubisky to put him in a position to succeed. But I'm more of an advocate for Edmonds because he's going to be 19 years old on draft night. So he's already so good and still a bit raw to where you can mold him into anything you want. The common comparison, and I did a breakdown for him for Pro Football Weekly a few weeks back, he's Anthony Barr, which... for this Bears defense to have an Anthony Barr type next to Leonard Floyd, you can essentially line him up as an inside linebacker. You can have him line up on the edge. You can have him cover running backs and tight ends, and maybe even receivers occasionally because he's just such a gifted athlete that he would make this Bears defense create. It's not often that a defense is matchup proof, but with Edmonds and Floyd and guys that can line up anywhere in any given play, that's what he would do. Especially given that his raw ability. So I'm kind of on the train for both of those guys. They're going to need some more, probably another developmental corner. They still need an edge guy. So I'm thinking Lorenzo Carter or Josh Sweat in the second round. Lorenzo Carter is another Leonard Floyd. Josh Sweat's kind of your classic pin your ears but behind your back type of pass rusher out of Florida State. So they kind of have to address those positions. And those four names are... who not only the guys I've keyed on, but who kind of fit what the Bears would like to do best.
Robert, as we wrap things up here today, I want to make sure to give a chance for you to let the listeners know where they can find all of your work. For those who are curious of what the Bears have been doing this offseason and just want to hear some more, so where can they find all of your work leading up to the draft?
You can follow me on Twitter at Robert Zaglinski. I do most of my work at Windy City Gridiron for SB Nation as an editor. I'll be having some at the Athletic Chicago stuff. Some more draft pieces coming out for Pro Football Weekly. Those are all just obviously in searches and applications online. And then I've also started with Inside the Pile on another website. All of those things on social media, you can find them as written in their handles. And mine as well at Robert Zaglinski.
Outstanding, Robert. Thanks for joining the show here today to break down the moves the Bears have made. We're both in agreement. Bears have the second most intriguing and basically the second best roster in the NFC North. So we'll see how it all plays out, but plenty of time left to further strengthen that roster with the draft, and we'll check in again sometime between now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Seth.